This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 364.5, down 6.25. July corn, 369.75, down 7. September corn, 377.5, down 6.75. May soybeans, 969.75, down 8.5. July soybeans, 970.75, down 9.25. August soybeans, 966.75, down 9.5. May wheat, 486, down 11.75. July wheat, 488.5, down 12.75. September wheat, 498, down 12.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. And on Friday, grain prices ended lower, and in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 9 lower at 340 to 362, while soybean bids were mostly 8 to 9 cents lower at 940 to 960. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents lower at 339 to 365, and soybean bids were down 8 to 9 cents at 951 to 969. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 6 cents at 353 to 370, soybean bids fell 8 cents at 956 to 975, and the wheat bids were 12 to 18 lower, ranging from 393 up to 447. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped 9 cents at 985 to 992. Basis ended steady, ranging from 15 to 22 over the May. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $319.60 to $339.60 per ton. That's an even $2 per ton lower, with basis steady, ranging from 5 to 25 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids fell 6 cents at 364 to 378, with basis steady, ranging from option to 14 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 6 lower at 365 to 369. Basis ended steady to a penny better at 1 to 5 over the May. Soybeans dropped 9 cents, ranging from 972 to 977. Basis ended steady at 2 to 7 over the May. And new crop wheat prices today dropped 13 cents, ranging from 468 to 470, with basis ending steady at 20 under to 18 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 6 to 7 lower at 385 to 387. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 8 to 9 cents, with quotations at 995 to 997. Soft wheat fell 12 to 13 cents at 486 to 487. And Milo ended 6 to 7 lower at 430 to 431. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 347 to 363. New crop soybean bids range from 895 to 9 and a quarter. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 343 up to 366. New crop soybean bids at 911 to 930. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 346 up to 363. New crop soybean bids at 902 to 928. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 451 up to 477. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 161.17, up $1.87. June live cattle, 151.20, up $2.17. August live cattle, 149.72, up $1.87. April feeder cattle, 214.85, up 57 cents. May feeder cattle, 214.07, up $2.82. August feeder cattle, 215.67, up $2.72. May lean hogs, 71.95, up 2 cents. June lean hogs, 79.45, up $1.12. July lean hogs, 80.75, up 85 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 24th afternoon livestock report. starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 96 cents higher in the range of $56 to $65.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $63.96. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading $1 to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 22 to 27. 4 to 5 weights, 22 to 30. 5 to 6 weights, 27 to 31. And 6 weights and up, 30 to 32. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $40 to $44. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 15,194 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 197 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 158 to 161.75. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 141.50 to 146. And choice slaughter heifers, 157 to 162. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 157.50 to 161. And on a dress basis, 252 to 253. Heifers on a live basis traded at 156.50 to 160.50, and on a dress basis at 251 to 252.50. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 278 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $69.94, and that was 27 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $256.99, that was $3.02 lower, and select carcasses $247.62, that was $3.42 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 105,000. That compared to 100,000 last week and 118,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 417,000. That compared to 419,000 last week and 411,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. The House Ways and Means Committee passed Trade Promotion Authority by a vote of 25 to 13. The bill will now head to the floor in the House and the Senate. Senate Finance Committee Chair Orrin Hatch wants the Senate to act on TPA next month. House Ways and Means Committee Chair Paul Ryan says TPA passage was an important step toward a healthier economy and stronger American leadership in the world. He says TPA will help the U.S. achieve the best trade agreements for American workers and job creators. American farmers and ranchers are leaders when it comes to reducing carbon emissions and improving efficiency in their operations, according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. In fact, U.S. agricultural emissions are lower than the global average. Vilsack says it's possible to build on the success in a way that combats climate change and strengthens the American ag economy. Through new initiatives, the ag and forestry sectors will utilize voluntary, incentive-based conservation, forestry, and energy programs to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, increase carbon sequestration, and expand renewable energy production. Through these efforts, USDA expects to reduce net emissions and enhance carbon sequestration by more than 120 million metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent per year by 2025. Which would be similar to taking 25 million cars off the road. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. Turkeys and chickens along the Mississippi River Flyway in the Midwest are at risk for catching the flu every year. This year, poultry are even more susceptible due to the outbreak of the highly contagious H5N2. Both the U.S. government and individual poultry operations are taking care to control its spread. But farm manager of the University of Illinois Poultry Research Facility, Chet Utterback, says commercial flocks aren't the only birds at risk.
I would encourage anyone and everyone that has whether you have two chickens, 20 chickens, or 200 chickens, or 200,000, or 2 million chickens, to be very, very diligent in staying away from areas where there are Canadian geese nesting, where there are any waterfowl whatsoever.
Migratory birds of all types stop along their routes at water sources and could be carrying the flu. While humans who come into contact with these birds are not at risk of getting sick, contact with these migratory birds could spell devastation for their flocks if they don't take proper precautions.
The biggest thing people need to realize is how many viruses are there. According to a microbiologist at Penn State who was involved with the outbreak in 2006, in a 1 gram positive sample of manure from a wild waterfowl, which is about the size of a dime, they counted over 1 million flu viruses that have the potential to infect other birds.
Basically, this year it's especially important that biosecurity measures be taken to protect backyard flocks as well as commercially raised birds. Practices like changing clothes and shoes before interacting with your own birds could go a long way to preventing an outbreak at your home. Although the bird flu virus has not yet been reported in Illinois, its presence in several Midwestern states is close enough to home to cause concern. University of Illinois Extension will host a one-hour conference call to address questions about avian influenza. Information will be shared on topics such as how to identify the virus, how to limit the risk to a flock, and what to do if birds are infected. Poultry producers, backyard chicken enthusiasts, and others who are interested in learning more about the virus are invited to join the live conference call, which will be Thursday, April 30th at 1 o'clock by calling 888-983-3631 with the passcode 863-33472. The poultry experts who will be on the call will be Dr. Ken Kokelbeck, Kyle Cecil of the University of Illinois Extension, and Andrew Lawrence of University of Illinois Extension. For those unable to join the call live, an audio archive will also be available at web.extension.edu/smallfarm. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.